Let's start right now. Wait, no. We start now. No, not tomorrow. Now. Okay, we come to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Where are we listening to? It's a little muddy. It's kind of woo. What's muddy waters? Hey. I actually woke up early, but I want to take a nap. Now I'm late. It happens. So early on, I tried to figure out how to change the about with life. Popping life. I guess that's in the description, so I... Share. Let me see. Should I share my pockets? What? I don't know. Share the live? Should I share the live? Or just leave it alone? I don't know. Should I even join like the iTunes podcast list? I don't know. Like I said yesterday, it's for me. It's not like that. It's like multiple reasons. One is so I can still be articulate. When I go out, still I can. I don't sound like a fool. I can watch my voice and I can exercise my jawline. That and get the stuff out of my head. I forgot there's something else somebody said. Somebody said, and it may say. It made sense completely. Like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that. So it is what it is. Who cares? No, I was thinking about just a moment ago. I was in the bathroom. And I looked down and saw my underwear as Calvin Klein's. No, it came out of my mind. Martin McFly, Back to the Future. Remember that for Ben's mom. Mom's like, is your name Calvin? I was like, no. It's like, oh, it's written on your underwear. Got me thinking something. But anyway, why Calvin Klein's? Well, Calvin Klein's to me is like Levi's. I don't know why. I like them. Just like Levi's. I have other jeans I bought before and I'm like, they're okay. I don't wear them anymore. It's just, Levi's, right? So anyway, that got me thinking, like, if you can go back in time, it will go in the future and come back, would you do the things you're going to do at those times? Like, say, the sports almanac. From the movie, would you actually go back and bet on something? So in the future, you can come back in the future, your bank account is like full. What would you go future and learn all the mistakes you did, then go back in time and just either avoid them or correct them? See how your path will go. Would you do it? If I have a time machine? Like, I don't know. Like, from my point of view, I'm like, no, I kind of like what exactly happened to me. I'm comfortable with it. There's nothing need to change. And if you change it, who knows, it might change something else. Now, is time travel possible? Maybe. My thinking is that when you go back, you've had the means to go back. You're at a different timeline. Not the same one you're on. Even though you did the same stuff, repeat, it's just slightly off. Off, just by a tiny bit. Eventually, you will jump back to the main timeline. But you're just off by a little bit. You might change certain things, might not. I wouldn't do it. I'd go future. Well, you don't know what's going to happen. Future. What happened if they change the language of the planet? Then you come back, be like, wait a second. No, just like the, what was that? Planet of the Apes. The movie. No, you go forward. You go forward in time. You come back. It's all monkeys. Like, I don't know. I don't think so. I wouldn't do it. I would look at the tech. Be like, wow, this is cool. Maybe send something, not some person, but send something to the past, to the future. I might do that. No, submit. At least espresso. No, espresso. Espresso. I always forget how to pronounce that name. God. Terrible. That is. Eddie, I'll send the espresso machine back with a hand pump on. See how it changes everything. The machine to the machines. Hyper espresso, sorry. The hyper espresso machines, the capsule machines. Someone those capsules back. You think it'll change? Coffee? How we drink coffee? What they would be like, oh, this is so wasteful. Let's go back to traditional. What they would come out with something else like, hey, if we can do this with coffee, we can do it with soup. We can do it with ketchup. We can do it with everything. Then you get tons of machine that looks like this. Just automated, like McDonald's won't exist at all, right? McDonald's will be like these machines, like click, do little pods, get a little pods that makes a little bigger pods that makes something else. It'll be interesting to see it. I'd like to see that. Espresso. Really want to get those machine, the barista one, but if I'm going to do that, but what about a real espresso thing, like the real good ones, not the capsule ones, the actual real ones. I'll get those, because these, you gotta use the pods. Then you're stuck with the pods. They're great machines, though, I have to say. Let me see. Can paste. They're great machines. Just, I wish they would take normal you can get those capsules, metal capsules, and run with it, but it's not the same. The reason I got the Elise, because you have a choice. You can send the recycled pods back to the companies, and they will make accessories, make furniture. I don't know what else they do, but they do great. That's really cool. Really like it. If you have somebody who's a coffee lover, this could be a gift, Christmas gift. You can get the Y3.3, which I have. That's not bad. It works. I have to say, there's a trick that I found out later. Figured it out myself. Over time, the inner pipes get a little, you get some little particles. Even though you decalcify it, you still get a little bit. It doesn't work as always. It expands a little bit. So after a year, you have to, when you make anything, espresso or whatever the longo, which is like coffee, which I use, you gotta press the button, just let it a little bit out first, just regular water. Then you put the pods in, then you do it, then it'll be okay. Then it works, it's fine. I wish you didn't have to do that, because the Lavazza machine don't, or even the Keurig, they don't, but really, for some reason, need to do that. So to me, that's all, precision. Maybe it's precision or something, or I don't know what it is. It's like one of those old bikes or like old cars. You gotta prime it in winter, just let it run a little bit. You step on gas a little bit, let it run, then you can go. Like a old airplane, like propeller plane, prime it a little bit. Then back, here we go. To me, that's why I got the espresso machine. Just like, no, that makes me think of this. It's like, I like it. Make me feel old. I'm old. I was on a direct message with a friend of mine, old friend. She was a snowboard champion like a couple years ago. Name is Stephanie. Steph. So she's like, I'm an old lady. It's like, yeah, I'm talking about snow. It's like, I told her, when you're old, when you look at your skin is like bunching up. It's getting loose. It's not tight. And you're shrinking. Then you have your midlife crisis where I have to get one of these. I have to go live my life one more time before I retire. That time. That's when you know. Like, oh. That's what I told her, Porsche. Because back in the 80s, that's your midlife crisis. Get a Porsche. I have no idea why, but you do. Only one I want is the old 356B, the non-convertible. I think it's 3x5. Let me see. 3x6. 3x6. It's the non-convertible version, not Cabriolet. So it's a 356B 1600 coupe. This is the original Porsche. When Porsche took this, made it into a 911 later. 356 bees. Yeah, that I like the classic. I don't care if it's slow. So what? I'll just drive around slow. It's not that slow. It's not bad. That's only Porsche I want. I don't want the new ones. I don't want 911. I don't want the Boxsters. I don't want their super something. I don't want the GT3. I don't want the EV either. It's like, what, the slow one? What is the classic? And just chill. No electronics, no nothing. The only electronics you get is old school radio with tape player or something. Or you can make it line-in. Get one of those line-in ones. Yeah, just hook it up to your phone. That's it. You don't need to go crazy. It will turn heads. Oh yeah, and drive that thing. Whoa, look at that. It's like, wow, class A car. It will turn heads. For those who appreciate old school stuff. Okay. Let's briefly go to crypto. So crypto's on the run. That's it. That's all you need to know. You want to get in on it? Go. If you don't want to get in on it, don't. I don't know what else to say. This is a personal finance thing. And personal choice. If you want to put the... can tell you the future, that's just what's going to be running on either that gold or silver. Forget about it. Yeah, paper money, forget about it. No way, not gonna make it. Oop. I'm surprised this mic pick up that thing, because it's suspended in the middle, and it's not that bad. Not as bad. Okay, tech. I don't know. Nvidia is supposed to have some live stream things. If you're into a graphics card, I mean, I don't know what to think with these guys. I check the price. Still shortage. Okay, it's gonna be like this. But this, the chip shortage thing, yeah, it's gonna start with everything else. So the next 2 or 3 years, it's gonna be a little tough. It will get tough beginning of this year. I mean, beginning next year. If everything runs smooth, I think we'll be okay by the end of next year. You know, but be on the lookout for stuff not able to get in the stores, like food, special food, a certain type of food. So we just don't have it. Like this weekend, I went to get some bacon. I couldn't find the regular bacon. The Oscar Mayer pre-cooked, so I got a thick cut, which is fine. But just like, wow, maybe I should get regular bacon and just cook them in the air fryer. It's perfect. It does a perfect job. So I might have to do that now, which is okay. But just realizing, wow, those like different flavor ones, just empty. As someone was hiding a Rockstar energy drink. It's like blue, like it's blue color. It's bad. I mean, when you pour it into a cup or a mug, you see the on top the bubble, the bubble. It's all blue. You know, this is what the coloring is like. Oh, it's bad for you. When you drink it, well, I don't know. I do it because sometimes I drink way too much coffee. Maybe I should drink this with vitamin B. It'll help. That's my answer. So who knows? Tech, I'm not this. Just what I see in tech, it's like, oh man, it's gonna be a totally different future than I think it is. People would be stuck in VR forever. Well, there's no point in doing all this, but when the manufacturer comes in, I think we're gonna be off our devices. Gonna be working somewhere with your device. Now, will these companies make you wear a VR glass, goggles, or AR goggles where you can see through for just instruction on certain things? Will they do it? I don't know. Oh, this is bad news. The laptop I want just hacked that alien ransomware group. Repo and stealing 2021 MacBook schematic has been arrested. Really, they got this. 2021 schematic. Really? So they posted. How the Mac is built. Wow. Great. Because somebody can just download this now. Just make parts for it. I mean, it's not a big deal. No. There's cameras, X-ray cameras you can just take photos of, and that's fine. It's the material you use. It's the different engineering. You can make a copy of it, but it will not be the same. DOJ got him. Wow. Ransomware. I didn't get ransomware, but I do have one of the protection things. It's on a separate bootable drive. So, the cleaning thing, I got with the cleaning things. So this time, my Thunderbird didn't get hacked as usual. But I got an email. Well, going back to cryptos again, I got an email for something. It's like, oh yeah, you can get this Halloween stuff. It's like, Halloween's over, first of all. Then you can get it here. Then whatever the email came in, so you can get the cool NFT, the non-fungible tokens for trading. It's like, okay, I look at the link, but I click on it by accident, like, oh crap. Then it showed up the page, and it's like, okay, hey, it looks exactly like the original, just a little bit off. I'm like, okay, This is spam. It's a good thing nothing happened internally. I didn't know. I just closed it and did my cleaning thing. Check everything. And you have to go to safe mode to do it. So I did that. It seems okay. I didn't get hit with anything else. So, thank God. But ransomware for a Mac? Oh, what can you do with that? Wipe the drive. Cool thing with Mac, you got the what's that thing called? Time. I forgot what that thing. That thing is time capsule. That's it. You put on a hard drive, you can reload the OS, and you bring back everything, which is fine. It's nice. But I don't have that. I don't need it. I know exactly what I need to install. On the Windows, there's a thing you can do with the data stuff, backup data, send that. Users, your name, whatever your name is, the computer name you gave it to. It's called app data. It's a hidden folder. And all the stuff, some of the stuff in there, mostly in roaming, just back that up. That's it. There's logo ones. Don't need it. There's logo, low, the logo. Logo has some extra stuff in there, but I don't know. It's mostly cache. You don't need it. Yeah, it's like setup cache. Nvidia. I see Nvidia cafe. No, cache, not cafe. Yeah, it's just you don't need that. It's really roaming that folder. If you save it, you reinstall Windows, reinstall your programs. So finish, bring back the roaming, and you got everything back. But it doesn't save your desktop, or your downloads, or documents, pictures, music, whatever personal folders you made on your desktop, or in a C folder. That you gotta do it separately. Okay. So, yeah, that's how you do it on the Windows side. On Mac's a little different because it's based on Linux. What they call the Darwin. I like it in certain ways. It doesn't copy. You can copy over things, but it's not the same. The way you installed software, it doesn't go crazy, go nuts. When you copy stuff over, it doesn't do anything. It just said no. Mac OS does that itself. Unless it's specified, this is the newer version, then it will do it, copy over, but it will delete it, original. It won't keep the both. Like what Windows do with the .NET, they keep extras, and you copy one over. If one software has the same name, .NET name, copy over, woof. That's when you get in trouble. Then your computer just slows down. Oh, of course, when you click on stupid emails, like I did by accident sometimes. And yeah, that will kill it. Then just wipe the drive. Only thing I like about Windows is your motherboard, whoever makes your motherboard, they have a BIOS startup utility, and you can go in there and just wipe the drive. That's only one. I'm like, oh yeah, I like that. I wish Mac had that, but it does, but it doesn't. Wish would, no, you can do a hardware wise work separately. So Windows, of course, I have a startup drive, but I have to hook it up to the motherboard. But on Mac, you can put on USB. You can get a, say, 256 or 512 USB stick, install the Mac OS, and just that, that's it. Or to the Mac OS installer, then you plug it in, start it from the USB, then you can use the formatting stuff on the stick to the hard drive, and do the zero out everything. Sometimes that doesn't work, but for majority of like ransomware, just hacking, whatever crap, you could do it that way. So, but this, wow, this guy is just zoinks. It's Romanian. So, they seized 6.1 million of his assets. So you think the DOJ was that they don't know? They know everything. Everything banking is going digital. So how can you say no? No. They will never find me. You can do my papers now. They will never find me. In the old days, yeah, but now they can't because it's like they have satellites. When that stuff, they want to find you again. And they got a few airplanes near for us. Do the site swipe. I'm sure it's going to come into little cars. Like the cars, the auto drive cars with that thing, LiDAR on top. It's going to scan everybody's house. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe not. I don't know. It's weird. The tech. It's like, no, this way we can, the car can see what's on the road. So half of me think, it's like, oh, it's probably true. But then the other half of me is like, no, they can scan the whole world and everything and everybody. Are they, maybe they're keeping that data somewhere. Like, could be used. SpaceX crew capsule toilet filled again. So astronaut rely on diapers. Oh, great. SpaceX fix toilet, please. No poop in space, please. We don't want no poop. SpaceX, Elon, Muskie. I don't know what to say. The only thing I can think about. When I saw diapers, it's like, I think it was Scotty from Star Trek, saying, I was flying, I was an engineer before your grandpa was in diapers, I think that's why he said, diapers. old people do that. You know, they go back in time. It's like, I was I was proud to be this when you were just a baby. And the baby who grew up listen to this. Okay, so from my point of view, it's better off not saying that. No, when you're young, when you're a baby, I was doing that. Like, who cares? Who cares? Oh, this is interesting here. One of my favorite Corvette. This is how Corvette should be. It should have this feel. Not saying that C8 or 9 not bad, or bad or not bad, or whatever. Wow, this is a good article to read for later. But paste it. It's on the drive. It's about the... The first... It's the second C2. It's the second one. C2. Corvette. It's like, wow. And you see the sketch. When you see sketch like that, just... This is like treasure. For a while, I really wanted to go to one of those schools. I think it's in Michigan. Just take a degree. No. Postgraduate degree on the industrial design for automotive. I think it's automotive design or something. I don't know. Drafting. Thought about that because I love drawing this stuff all the time. If I have a new one I'm working on, but I have to look at it. I have to build it in 3D to get an idea. It's like, maybe I shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that, then go back to the drawings. But this is engineering. It's beautiful cars. Yeah, but the thing with the flipping out with these GMs, Fords flipping out, when you see the Mustang, that's really a tribute to the digital stuff. I think they can fix it, because I think what's the last podcast, yesterday's podcast, I said that the C7, they fixed it. They were able to fix it, and they applied it to C8, which is okay. But since C is mid-engine, the balance is a little better, right? But Ford, well, GM cars, and Ford Mustangs and stuff. The thing you need to do, it's pretty similar to, it's pretty similar to Ferrari. It's pretty similar in terms of when you're turning, like how much gas pedal you're at. You turn with your pedal. So you can't really floor it. Especially in first gear. Unless you want to go donuts. Yeah. Then you can do that. Or burnout, yeah, can do that, but and that's when you get in trouble. When you burn out and try to correct steering, I heard that trashing wherever the digital thing turns back on, and then you're unable to steer at all. Then you're just stuck. So I don't know what it is. I think GM can fix it. just, I don't know why they don't, but I think my reason, from my point of view, is like, they made a dragster. They don't want the dragster to go crazy. So they put this in. So it's meant to go straight. It's not meant to go or something else. It's like, these cars were meant to go straight. We want to make it so it's, you can drive it like a, you know, on the track. Like a windy road track. Or something. I don't know. I have to read into it and get some other people. No, get some reference from friends. But they say that's what it is. That was the electronic thing. It's giving them trouble. And there's a remedy for it, and I think it costs a lot. I don't know what they do. I think before you want warranty or something. But the old, some of these old Fords, old Chevys, they're okay. They don't go nuts. So there's a way to do it without electronics. That's why I think, how I think half the cars on the road in the future shouldn't have any electronics at all. We'll go back to the old school. Don't need it. If you're not going to go crazy, just want to get to point A to point B, you don't need electronics. The only thing electronics you might need is speakers, maybe heat. Even heat, you don't need. Maybe AC. That's it. That's what you need. Now, should everybody go electric? I don't know. Battery tech. I know this conversation I've been taunting for a few podcasts. It's been like just going to circles. So no point. Whatever happens, happens. So screw it. Screw my opinion. Who cares? But I do like to have a battery, like an e-bike. That would be nice. Just go around. But maybe an e-Vespa too. Just go drive around, chill out, go to a cafe somewhere, just park it right in front of it. Some people can look at it, like, ooh, look at that. And I'd be happy. Didn't get run over by crazy people with their SUV, the big trucks. Like, get out of my way. In little piece of nothing. Yeah. It would be fun. Definitely. That's part of fun. Almost getting knocked out. Like, hey man, and raise your hand. Like, hey man. It's like, you suck. Get in a fist fight? No, don't get in a fist fight. Don't do it. No, I'm looking on crate. Nothing. CBD. CBD. You know, in the beginning of CBD, I have one of those early ones. A few years ago, I still have it. Smooth relieving balm. Still a little beloved. It's from Costa Mesa, this company. Natural Hemp Oil Limited from Costa Mesa, California. It's really good, but it's very expensive. But now it's like everywhere. Well, I see CBD does, CBD does, coffee infused CBD. I don't know anybody listening have CBD. It does help, but now it's just everywhere. Would there be side effects? Or it's just something like vitamin C, you know, you can eat a lot. Of course, you get cramps and stuff, but you can eat a lot. Yeah, now these CBDs, I'm looking at the article from Crave. That grass classic formula CBD, 10 kilograms, $65. Oh, that's not bad. 10 kilograms. This is like the old West. Yeah, you got the elixir of something, and you will fix your thing, fix your that, and they put something like radioactive. That's what I heard. Like all this. They didn't know it was radioactive. So they put the stuff in there. It does make you feel like, whoa, right? Give it a little tiny bit of energy. But then your hair fall out. It's like, hey, that's not cool. But CBD 10 cure, $65, that's not bad. God, the thing I got, it's like $200-something. Why get some more? I don't know. So, I don't even know. I guess, can you put 10 cure, like those in the bottle, liquid, and rub it on your skin and be okay. Joints. Oh my god. They make joints? CBD joints? They make cigarettes? No way. It's a little cigarette box. And flower? What's flower? Oh, this looks like a really cool place. Of course, use this stuff carefully. Just like any supplement, any nootropics, use it carefully. So, CBD is nice. If you can rub it, I guess you can. I'll try it. I'll go here, order some, see what they got. Or I can go to the local one. There's a local coffee shop, another local coffee shop here. I'd like to try that. They sell CBD stuff. Let's see what happens. Oh, they got nice hats together. They got a hat with a dog smoking a joint. That's great. Yo, dog, chill out, dog. Chill. Understand? There's a CBD ice cream, like infused ice cream somewhere. I remember seeing it. I'm like, ooh, I want to try that. Okay. So Uncrate is not bad. It's a little, some of the stuff is expensive, but Christmas gifts. I might actually just buy a whole bunch of this 10 cure stuff, CBD, and just give it out as Christmas gifts. Why not? So it's just, you need it, you don't need it, well, keep it. Anyway. Instead of giving gifts, because everybody's got stuff, because we've been consuming for the past few decades. So like, you must buy one of these, you must buy one of those, and they bought everything, and somebody give you a gift, like, I have one of these already, so, sorry, I'm gonna either return it or donate it, or, I don't know, give it to some kid or someone. Then feel bad because the present comes like, hey, remember that thing I gave you last Christmas? What happened? Where is it? Oh, I gave it away. So we wound up giving money, gift cards, right? Which is okay. To me, it's fine. It's not a big deal. That's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about family get together. So you want to do the gift? Go with it. Smoke it. That'll be fine. Dun, 51 minutes. Man, I'm like already there. Toast. Not toast, but just like I have nothing else to say. Got all the stuff I want to say. It's already out. There's nothing else. Nothing. Yeah, really. It's Tuesday anyway. It's boring. At least from my point of view. If you're not bored, oh, congratulations. Thank you. You like me. You really like me. Like, no. No, we don't. You suck. Oh. I get that one. That you suck. So really? I do? Say, yeah. Okay. Have a nice day. Because I'm so used to it. So used to getting beat down. Like, whatever. It's like, I know. All I care is I do great work from my point of view. Everything else, just like, yeah, whatever. No. I don't believe you. So anyway, this is it. Today's a little short, a few minutes short, and I have to go to the bathroom again and look at my underwear with the Calvin Klein and remind me of the time machine, the DeLorean. Remember that movie? Like, oh, God, 80s. It wasn't bad. It was okay. Then that leads to Mallory, who's, let's see, finally ties. Family Ties, 1980s movie, TV show. You know, then Justine Bateman, then which lead me to what happened to her, what she looks like now. Well, I think, okay, I have friends that smoke a lot, and they look the way they do, you know. It's a little older, she looks a little. Well, shouldn't, I don't know. Some people say that, but I kind of like her though. She doesn't care. Which is perfect. 2 years older than me. 2 years and one day older than me. Wow. She doesn't care. Those of us born on the cusp between Aquarius and Pisces, just let you guys know, we don't care. You can say all this stuff you want. I'm gonna be like, I don't care. Okay, next. What's next? Let's go. Let's go. Go forward. Keep doing it. Screw that guy over there. Kick him out. She's cool. I like her. But it reminds me of the TV show. No, then also reminded me that in order to play a dumb or a fool, a dumber person, not so bright person in TV shows, in a movie, or someone just, no, not quite there, you have to play that part, you gotta be twice as smarter than the other actors in order to play those parts, because you have to really think. It's like, oh my god, you have to get examples. Let me see. Okay, this is how we do it. Well, somebody said that it's from smoking, but I think maybe it's different. Just when we grow a little different, everybody's different when they grow old. Some of us have really good genes, so we don't look as much different. Maybe the hair got a little whiter. But it just, you know, it happens. So what? Okay, so this is it. Yeah, finally, goodbye. Finally. Yeah, I could go to the bathroom. Go sit on the toilet for a little while. Ate something really big last night. Stuff's gonna come out. Then I'm gonna go water the plants. It's gonna be smelly. Oh, God, the emails. Oh, no, it's the Telegram thing. Yeah, everything's gonna smell like flowers, so I'm gonna be cool. Great morning. And sip of coffee and do my morning Wim Hof exercise. Then I can get started on the rest of the day. Wherever it is, it's okay. And anybody give me crap, I'm like, get out of here. Get out. Come on. Move it. Get my New Jersey attitude back. Yeah, whatever. So anyway, enjoy it. Tuesday of November 9th, 2021. Stay warm, wear your cool, because it's very cold right now, everywhere. But stay cool anyway, just as a person. And that's it. And I'll be back tomorrow.